supporting local Laguna Beach nonprofits. Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner.
KX93.5.
Yeah, we're joined once a week by Caroline Bruderer, host of Caroline's Cause Corner, highlighting another great local nonprofit or cause. Caroline, good morning. Who do we have today?
Hey, Tyler, good morning. Today we have Will Saba from Orange County DIY. Now, for those of you that don't know what DIY is, do it yourself. Right, Will?
Yes.
So tell us all about it. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Orange County DIY, it's a nonprofit that myself and some friends started last year in October. And we've been raising money to create all ages, safer, sober, accessible music and arts community space for Orange County. Specifically in South County, growing up as musicians, it's been hard to find places that are really accessible and easy to just break into as musicians starting out. And we want to create that space for us and generations after us.
So do you have a brick and mortar actual space, or is it kind of a revolving go where where people let you in, mm-hmm. give you venues and things like that?
Yeah, right now we don't have the space. Uh-huh. And that's what we've been raising money for since we started.
Uh-huh.
So we've been just throwing shows like up and down Orange County, pretty much at just any business that's been like really cool and working with us. So like our three main places right now, we do stuff at San Clemente Art Supply, mm-hmm. in San Clemente. Beatnik Bandito Music Emporium is a vintage music store in Santa Ana. Mm-hmm. Really cool people. Dave owns that, nicest guy. Program Skate and Sound in Fullerton, that's owned by a few people, but Chris is the main guy that works with mm-hmm. us there. And just that, a few other businesses, and a couple houses that we do shows at. And this is where we've been hosting shows, just to basically raise money to get the space. And we recently got to our benchmark goal about 2 weeks ago after an Indiegogo of ours finished up. So mm-hmm. Right
now,
how'd
you do on the Indiegogo?
We did well. We got to our goal.
Excellent.
Which is,
congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. That was a little bit of stress for a week or a month.
Yeah. So you said safe, sober places. Can other bands join in and become part of Orange County DIY?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a collective, or is it just, like, explain that?
Yeah, we're always looking for new musicians. We're not genre-specific or age-specific at all. DIY tends to be a youth-oriented type thing with younger bands coming out, but we always get a few bands from, like, older generations that, they're just looking for a place to play to, and that's the same mm-hmm. Service that we provide. So we're always looking for more bands to play. If you go to our website, orangecountydiy.org, there's a form that you can fill out if you're any type of band or if you're an artist. We throw pop-up art shows as well. And we're not genre specific or anything. Just contact us,
all
send
inclusive.
Us your information.
I like that very much. So I'm looking at your brochure, and you were just mentioned art. You have mm-hmm. beautiful artwork on the back of your brochure. Talk about that.
Yeah, all of our flyers for all of our shows, they're done by either artists or graphic designers that are inside of our network. So usually those are just friends of ours, but that's one of the ways that anyone can get involved, anyone can volunteer. If you want to learn how to volunteer, it's a huge part of what we do to run these shows that are put on by either our bookers or people that propose shows, which is also something that we leave open for volunteers. We pretty much, the flyer art is a big thing, and we feel like it's kind of been in general anything, but it's kind of like a forgotten art in some way.
Oh, yeah. Poster art is, like, incredible. Has a great history, for mm-hmm. sure. Stanley Mouse, I could go on and on.
Yeah.
Old Grateful Dead years.
People just take it for granted, I think.
So. Yeah. Well, and I mean, looking at your brochure, I was, like, really, impressed, because it's all very, very different and very creative. And I like that it's open source and people can just, say, hey, I want to do a flyer for you. That's mm-hmm. that's great. I think the whole concept is really amazing, because it's an entry point for people that want to maybe be in the music industry to get their feet wet and figure out how to book and how mm-hmm. to do this and promotions and sell CDs or whatever, mm-hmm. So I think
of course.
I think it's really, really cool. So do you have any events coming up?
Yeah, we took a little break after the Indiegogo, but we're starting up again. We got our next one tomorrow night at Program Skate and Sounds, the skate shop in Fullerton. Really, really cool place for the DIY community right now. A lot of stuff going on there. And we're hosting our friends from Crow Baby and this other band, I think, called Vag. Yeah, mm-hmm, Vag, mm-hmm. Crow Baby, and Bad Bikini. Bad Bikini's from Long Beach. It's the first time that I think we've hosted them, so we're pretty excited about that.
Very, very good. So is there anything else you want the listeners to know about Orange County DIY as we wrap up?
You know what? Yeah. Not really. I mean, like, there's a lot of things that I think specifically in South County that a lot of younger artists, they would really benefit from knowing that there's a group of people like us that are doing these things and trying to get as many people involved. Because as us growing up in this area, you know, we would have benefited growing up in high school and everything, having an open place to do this. Like, and it's not to say that those places don't exist, because our largest inspiration has come from like places like the Shea Cafe and like Bridgetown DIY and our friends from the Dial and Marietta that have these type of DIY like open spaces, but not so much something for pretty conservative South County.
Yeah,
it's not a very common thing. So that's what we've set out to do, and we're really open to anyone contacting us, getting involved, volunteering. Just go to our website at orangecountydiy.org and you can find out who to contact and how to get in this.
That's great, Will. I'm talking to Will Saba. Sorry. With Orange County DIY. And for listeners out there, if you become a member of KX93.5 this week, a portion of your membership will go to Orange County DIY, which I think is an incredibly great thing, because one of the things I do know is that there are not that many venues, vehicles, places for young people to have a safe, sober experience in art and to get together. So great work. And thanks for being on my show today.
Yeah, of
course. And for the listeners out there, check out my Facebook page, Caroline's Cause Corner. If you have any ideas about other great nonprofits, social causes, or charities that I should be talking to, hit me up there and let me know all about it. And until next week, this is Caroline Bruder for Caroline's Cause Corner. Make it a giving day.
This was Caroline's Cause Corner. Enter your business at kx935.com/causecorner. Back to generational alt-rock. KX935, Laguna's only FM.